This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best. I'm sharing a dozen different stories from the book with you on the podcast, some in the coming weeks and some in episodes that have already aired. So you can go back and listen to those too if you want to hear all of them. If you're a mom, you'll appreciate these stories because they show that once the kids are grown, they really do confess that they were listening all along. And today's two stories illustrate just that. In our first story, Tracy Langston tells us that she had always been shy and insecure, and she wasn't good at asking for things she wanted. But then she started to change because her mom had said this to her: "The worst they can say is no." Tracy tried this in a low-risk way the first time she decided to follow her mother's advice. She was in a restaurant, and the hostess was leading her to a table that she didn't want. So with her palms sweating and her heart pounding, she decided to ask for what she wanted. She said, "Excuse me, I was just wondering, would it be possible to maybe get that table over there by the window instead?" Tracy was so afraid to ask that she didn't even recognize the sound of her own voice. But she asked, and guess what happened? The hostess said no. That table was already reserved for someone else. She was nice about it, but she said no. And that failure was great for Tracy because she had gotten up her courage to ask, and then she had been shot down. And the earth had not opened up and swallowed her whole. She had not passed out or died of humiliation. No one was looking at her funny or laughing at her. It was an eye-opener for Tracy. Her mother had said the worst that could happen was that someone would say no, and it turned out that the worst was really a great big nothing. So after that, Tracy tried it again, remembering that the worst that could happen was that she would hear no. She auditioned for plays. She asked men out on dates. She got a job that she wanted. She's even gotten prices reduced on a huge variety of items because she asked, and because now she's willing to hear no and move on. Nicole McAllister shares some life-changing advice from her mom, and this is about making big decisions. Nicole's mother always said this when Nicole was pondering an important decision: "Give it a year. A lot of things change in a year. Don't make a rash decision. If in a year you haven't worked things out, then it's time for a change." Nicole says these wise words worked for almost every situation: job changes, friendship struggles, and even marriage. So when Nicole was braving her son's teenage behavior and her marriage wasn't going so well either, her mom counseled her to just wait a year. Her son's behavior would improve just by virtue of him getting older, and her husband needed time himself to work out his own moodiness. So instead of announcing that she wanted to end the marriage, Nicole was honest with her husband and told him that she would give him a year to work on himself. She had been planning to tell him it was over, but she changed the conversation after getting her mother's advice. Nicole's husband appreciated the heads up, and he acted on it. Several months later, things were already much better. And by the end of that year, things were really back on track. And Nicole plans to tell her own children one day, when they're grown, about her mom's great advice. When making those big decisions, give it a year. As Nicole says, so much can change in 365 days. So there you go, two simple pieces of advice. It can't hurt to ask, because the worst they can say is no. And when making big changes or decisions, give it a year. Those are the kinds of things that mothers start sharing with their kids when they're preteens, only to be met with eye rolls and utter disdain. But I've always said we moms should just soldier on and dispense that unwanted advice, because the kids are actually listening and taking it in. That's why we made this new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best. It's a way to give mom a gift that quietly admits that she was right all along. And it's a great read for mothers and grandmothers, a validation of all the hard work they do passing along their wisdom and the impact they've actually had. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best. Or pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. And come back for our next episode to hear stories from our brand new book about grandparents. I'm going to share two anecdotes about grandfathers who really did make magic for their grandchildren.